Hello and welcome to BaskInfo. The Basque Conflict Report, every week here on Fela FM 103.2 and near 90.3 FM Dublin. Every week we bring you the latest news, reports and interviews surrounding the Basque conflict. And by doing so, every week we try to break the thick wall of silence imposed by the Spanish and French states on the Basque country. And as we do every week, we'll first go for the headlines of the main news of the week. Thousands support youth activists. Another successful Basque language festival. Alleged ETA activists arrested. Time to end playing with prisoners' lives, say relatives. Local festivals join forces against Spanish attacks. And if we do have, if we have time, we'll mention also the general strike by civil servants yesterday in the Basque country called by the pro-independence trade unions. And then we'll take it easy in the second half of the program. We'll be listening to two albums which have had quite a success in the Basque country over the past few months. One of them is the one of Xavi San Sebastian, a songwriter, and then Esne Belza, some festival music for the festival season, which is just kicking off in the Basque country. And that will be with Esne Belza. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes or so. This is Basque Info.
Esos son los imprescindibles.
Fela FM, 103.2.
Basque News, a summary of the last 7 days from the Basque struggle.
Fela FM, 103.2.
Thousands support Basque youth activists. 6,500 people demonstrated last Saturday in Iruña, Pamplona, against torture and political parties' bans, and to support the Basque pro-independence youth. The demonstration had been supported by many political parties, trade unions, and community organizations. Since the Basque pro-independence youth organizations were banned in 2001, more than 200 youth have been arrested across the Basque country for their political work. During the last police operation in November, 36 youth were arrested and many of them reported having been tortured. Speakers at the end of the demonstration denounced the Spanish state is not a democratic one. They also clearly and fearlessly said, "We are pro-independence youth and we want to build the Basque state of the future. That's why we work hard in our neighborhoods and towns. Because of that, the French and Spanish states brand us as terrorists. But beyond that repression, we will continue fighting until we get the type of Basque country we want." They also called on the Basque society to build a thick wall of resistance against the attacks against civil and political rights. Basque pro-independence youth have also called for a demonstration in Brussels this coming Saturday, the 29th of May, at 12 at the North Station, there in the European capital. And they have got the support also from more than 50 different youth organizations across the world. This demonstration on Saturday will be a cry by the Basque pre-independence youth against the state of exception they live under in the Basque country and in favor of all political and civil rights. As we reported over the past few weeks, a couple of delegations from the Basque Youth Movement have been visiting Brussels and the European Parliament, also the Flemish Parliament, and they have got the support by many different political groups there. Hopefully next week we'll be interviewing one of the youth who will be taking part in this demonstration on Saturday. So we'll get a first-hand report around this very important event. Alleged ETA activists arrested. Five people were arrested last Thursday near Bayonne, in the north of the Basque Country, by the French police. Three of them were armed. And according to the Spanish authorities, one of them could be one of the ETA's top men. The Spanish Interior Minister has been repeatedly branding with the same title all of the arrested over the past year. Four of them were finally put in jail yesterday. There were protests against the arrests across the Basque Country over the weekend. One of the arrested reported being pressurized psychologically. And the Askatasuna, the organization against repression, said that the French authorities are helping the Spanish on these repressive operations, and that they are starting to take also some of the worrying practices by the Spanish police. Time to end playing with prisoners' lives, say relatives. Basque prisoners' relatives denounced the hard conditions they suffer in jail at a press conference last week. Four prisoners have been beaten recently. Visits are lost on a regular basis due to the refusal to have humiliating searches imposed on them. Prisoners are being constantly transferred from jail to jail. Sentences are being prolonged, etc. The Basque prisoners in the southern Spanish jail of Jaén have already been for 20 days on hunger strike to protest against the beatings and isolation. And the prisoners, Basque prisoners in the prison of Tarascon in France have been also pushed to start the same type of protest. And yesterday we got sad news of passing away of Josepa Arregui. She has been the president of the Basque Prisoners Organization, the Basque Prisoners Relatives Association, CHERAT. She was 95 when she died yesterday, and she's been for the past 26 years traveling across the length and the width of the Spanish state to visit his son, Jesús María Zabarte, a Basque political prisoner who's been already for 26 years in jail. And this woman is very well known in the Basque country as a very tireless and committed activist in support of the Basque prisoners. For almost 9 years, she had to travel to the Canary Islands, where his son was imprisoned. And as I just said, his son, José María Zabarte, is still in jail after 26 years. And unfortunately, she didn't fulfill her dream to see her son, back home before she died. She's not the only elderly mother who has to travel hundreds and hundreds of miles to visit their children. There are prisoners scattered all across the Spanish and French geography. There are more than 750 Basque political prisoners, and the majority of them, the 98% of them, are outside the Basque country, in jails outside the Basque country. And that's due to the Spanish and French authorities' so-called dispersal policy, implemented since 1989, as a way to punish not only the prisoners but their relatives also. This policy goes against the international institutions' policies related to prisoners. As it is recommended that the prisoners are kept in jails close to their families. They're having huge demonstrations over the past 10 years in the Basque Country in favor of the repatriation of the prisoners, and that's a very widely supported demand in Basque society. Local festivals join forces against Spanish attacks. Over the past weekend, local festivals from organizers of local festivals across the Basque country gathered for the first time ever in Bilbao to join forces and set common practices and policies to fight back against the local authorities' obstacles and attacks on them. Local councils who are on the hands of Spanish unionist parties have been putting lots of pressure and obstacles to the local festivals, usually organized by nationalists, and they have been trying to disrupt those festivals in many ways for the past at least for the last 10 years. The local festivals are really strong in the Basque Country, and you will find them in any from small villages to large cities like Bilbao. Those festivals are characterized by the self-organizing of the people. They are organized by the grassroots and the community groups, and they are usually organized without the local authorities' funding. And it is because of the past 10 years, policies of pressure and attacks on those local festivals that local festivals across the Basque Country saw the need to join forces, and that's why they gathered over the past weekend in Bilbao. 18-year-old Colo Arriola was remembered over the past weekend in Ondarroa on the 35th anniversary of his death. Colo Arriola was a local youth who was stopped by the Spanish police in 1975 when he was just passing by the Spanish police local barracks. Himself and other friends had been partying that night, and they were singing Basque songs when he was arrested. He was taken into the barracks, and later on he was shot twice by the police, and obviously he was killed. As I said, hundreds of people in the small town of Ondarroa by the coast of Biscay gathered over the past weekend to remember the local youth assassinated by the Spanish police in 1975. Finally, three Basque activists were sentenced to thousands of years in jail. That was the case of Igor Portu, Machin Sarasola, and Mikel San Sebastian. They were sentenced to 1,040 years of jail, accused of planting a bomb in the Spanish airport of Madrid 2 years ago. The bomb was set by ETA, and an anonymous caller warned of the imminent explosion. Finally, two people were killed. They didn't hear the police announcements, and they were sleeping in their cars in the car park. And these three Basque citizens, they were arrested and accused of planting that bomb. And those cases were very famous, as they were brutally tortured, and one of them was in danger of, he was very close to death after those tortures. And some pictures were taken and published, and that was why those cases were so famous, as very rarely happens something like this. Finally, the trial took place last week, and despite not presenting any sort of evidence against them, the accusations were all based on the declarations done by the prisoners while in custody. They were sentenced to, as we said, 1,040 years in jail. The torture denounces will be looked at during a trial on November. 15 Spanish policemen have been called to that trial as accused of implementing torture on those Basque prisoners. But despite that case still being pending, the Spanish authorities, the Spanish judges, decided to sentence these three Basque prisoners to 1,000 years in jail, despite not having any other evidence but the declarations apparently taken under torture.
Basque Info, Bell FM 103.2, Belfastia, and near 90.3 FM, Ballyclea.
An evening with Brian Kennedy and his band at the Waterfront Belfast on Thursday the 17th of June. For more than 20 years, Brian has captured audiences with a voice to charm the angels. Don't miss the magic of Brian Kennedy live. Tickets on sale from the Waterfront box office and Ticketmaster outlets. Credit card bookings on 02890 334455. Book online at waterfront.co.uk and wonderlandpromotions.co.uk.
This little piggy went to the market.
This little piggy ended up all alone.
This little piggy went to Bank Square Marquee.
And laughed all the way home.
Lexi, that's a cracker.
Heroes meets away, I tell him.
Philo and Fobble say happy first birthday to its comedy festival, Laugh at the Bank, which returns this May from the 27th to the 30th.
Headline acts include the very funny Carl Spain, Neil Delamere and Paul Tonkinson.
Sure it'll be a gig.
Oh, you're right.
Tickets can be purchased at the Philo office on the Falls Road or call into the Welcome Centre in Royal Avenue, or you can log on to philobelfast.com for more information. Lexi, this is a weekend not to be missed.
Well then, Rosemary, I'll see you there.
Where?
Down at Bank Square.
Baskinfo, Vale FM 103.2, Belfastia, and near 90.3 FM, Ballyclea.
Welcome back to Basque Info, and now is the time for some music from the Basque Country, and the album we picked today is an album called Ospela, and it's an album by the Basque songwriter Xavi San Sebastian. We had the opportunity to see him playing live in Armagh just at the end of last year during the Pipes Festival, and he was there playing with another group called Alboca, made up of Basque and Irish musicians, and well, he was obviously playing a different format at this time. This is a solo debut by Xavi San Sebastian, and it's a song we like very much, so we hope you enjoy it. This is called Atzo Naiz. Thank you. That was their Savvy San Sebastian. This is a brilliant song at tonight, and we don't have time for more. Just before we go, and we have some more news surrounding the music and the Ireland and the Basque Country. We just heard from Niamh Nihara. She is a fantastic musician from County Kerry, and she just finished a very successful Basque Irish Connection return tour, and he has been mixing the new album, and she's already back just in the same week. She came from the Basque Country. She was mixing for 2 days, and she's back to the Basque Country, where she has some concerts in Donostia, San Sebastian. So we'll be following this also, Niamh Nihara, and see what is the outcome of this Irish Basque connection. And that was all from us here in Basque Info. We don't have time for more, but we'll be back with some music by Savvy San Sebastian, and hopefully by Niamh Nihara, along with Igor Coterón, his counterpart in the Basque Country. And just before we go, we'll go through the headlines of the week. ...6,500 people supported the youth activists in a demonstration last Saturday in Iruña, Pamplona. And then the following day, in the same place, in the capital, in the historical capital of the Basque Country, in Iruña, Pamplona, more than 30,000 people took part in the day-long annual festival in favor of the Basque language schools. At the end of last week, we had the news of the arrests of five Basque citizens in the north of the Basque Country, and three of them have been accused of being members of ETA. The Basque Political Prisoners Relatives Association, ECHERAT, said that it's time to end playing with the prisoners' lives. And finally, we're talking there about the local festivals across the Basque Country gathering for the first time at the national level to join forces against the pro-Spanish mayor's attacks. So thank you very much for being there. We'll be back next week here in Basque Info every Wednesday from 12 to half 12 on Fela FM 103.2 Belfast, and every Thursday from half 3 to 4 on Near 90.3 FM Dublin. But don't go away, because next is the Fourth World War.
Esos son los imprescindibles.